It's the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Each month we play a one-shot adventure and serve it up to you in weekly, bite-sized chunks. But for now we are on lockdown, so we are struggling to master playing over the internet. Let's call these the Bunker Sessions or Season 1.5. Anyway, enjoy, if you can.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Knights of the Tabletop Podcast. I'm your DM, Scormy.
And?
Yes, and. With me today, we have Ten.
Hey.
And Bielis.
Hello.
And this is our final episode for July, the first month of our mini D&D campaign. So it may go a little longer than normal. We'll see. So, speed recap. Y'all got hired to save the town of Woody Glen. You run. They don't want to give you money, but they will give you a place to stay and lots of food. You stay. You have food. There's a parade. You go out in the woods looking for evil. Find tracks of people. Find some foxes. Offer them meat. They don't want it. It smells bad. Bury the meat. Go search around. Find nothing dangerous at all except for some people tracks that all get obscured. Make a camp. Get attacked by people in black leather armor. Fight, fight, fight. Dude gets spit in the face with acid. Ah! Some slingboats get thrown. And everybody runs away except for Acid Boy, who gets cut in half. And that's where we end. Or start, really. The end of the last one is where we start here. Please, describe your characters, if you would. I've missed that point.
I'm playing Kit. Kit is a first-level female forest gnome druid.
And Ten?
I am playing Cabal and... Caboodle. And I am a copper dragonborn barbarian.
Nice. And you got a dead guy at your feet.
Yeah. I'm gonna search his pockets, etc., with the help of Kit.
Did you need armor? Because he has armor. Might fit you.
I doubt it.
Yeah, it's kind of messed up.
It got acid splash, and well, unless he's, you know, 6'6 and 300 pounds.
He is not.
It's not going to fit me.
No. Plus, it's got large axe damage to it.
That too.
Yes.
Well, he has a mace.
He does. And a crossbow that he wasn't using.
I'm casting a Cure Wounds on the barbarian.
Woohoo!
Okay.
Take six.
I'll take that. Thank you.
Yeah, how much were you down? Five?
Yeah.
So you're fully healed. And I think Kit only took 1 point of damage, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So let me erase all this. Pardon the rattling sound. That's my table shaking as I erase things, because, you know.
Actually, it didn't come across.
Good.
At least not to me.
That's good to know. I'll have to work harder at it. Okay. So, in searching the body, you find that he is, you know, pretty standard human, dark hair. There's nothing really exceptional about him at all. But he has a pouch. And in it, you find a little bit of silver, about 20 silver.
Okay.
And a wooden token.
Inspect the token closer. Does it say anything?
It does. It's one of those, like, about coin size, a little larger than a standard coin. And it's got burned onto its surface a little symbol that looks like a cow of some sort with its head down low. And it says, good for one free ale at the Lonely Bowl.
Hmm.
Okay. Pocket that. You should, I should say.
Yeah.
And it's still night. You've barely gotten any sleep, Kit, by the way.
I wasn't sleeping.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
I was sleeping.
Ka.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back up the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And continue my watch.
All right.
How far away are we from the river?
100 yards at least.
Yeah, a little over 100 yards.
I'm going to drag him and throw him in the river.
Don't do that to the river.
He'll feed the fishes.
Yeah, but he'll also pollute the stream. Just leave him for the animals.
Okay, I'll drag him off about 50 yards, whatever, half the distance.
Having a corpse in the camp, not the best.
I prefer to dump him in the river, but since you don't like it, I will be nice.
Anyway, after you get rid of the body, would you like to try to resume your rest?
How much longer of my stint do I have?
A couple hours.
Yeah, I'll try and catch a couple hour nap.
Okay. So, you sit there. You go back to sleep. You keep the fire going or not?
No.
Okay. So, it gets very dark. It gets a little chill, and there's a little bit of rain in the air.
Thought it wasn't going to rain.
Well, at the time, you couldn't smell it, but there's a little bit of sprinkling happening. Not bad. Just letting you know.
Mm-hmm.
You sleep for a couple hours, and then gets about midway through the night. And Kit, you realize it's time to switch.
Okay. I'm going to clamber down and wake the barbarian up.
Okay.
Kind of nudge her and say, time to get up.
I stretch, loosen up my muscles a little bit and go to walking in a circle.
Okay. And I'm going to climb back up and go to sleep.
Okay, so this circle, how large of a circle are you going to walk? How far from the camp are you going to walk?
Not far. I am just walking basically, I'm circling basically Kit's tree.
Okay. So maybe a 5 or 6 feet away from the tree sort of radius?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're doing that. Let me...
practicing my quiet walking.
Do a check in another room?
Trying to stealth?
Yeah. Just practicing. Not trying really hard, but not clomp, clomp, clomp. Because I don't want to wake you. I want you to get some rest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Ka.
Mm-hmm.
In the last hour or so before the sun comes up, the sky's just starting to lighten just a little bit in the
evening. Mm-hmm.
But it's still not enough to really lighten up the area. You hear off towards the river a little bit of scuffling. What would you like to do?
I'm going to pause in my circling of the tree and focus my attention that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to slip my axe into my hands and wait.
Okay. It sounds as though something is being drug away.
Okay, it's probably something taking the body.
And then it fades away.
And go back to circling the tree.
Okay. Well, the last hour or so passes without incident, and it starts to lighten up. The sun has risen. How would you like to move? What would you like to do?
I will get a fire started so that we can heat food if necessary. I don't know if Kit wants to eat hot food or not.
I have dry rations, so I'll be eating that.
And then I was going to wake you.
Okay.
All right.
Would you like something warm to drink or eat?
Nope, I should be fine. Thank you. And I'm going to climb down. Oh, I swapped out a spell. I got rid of guidance and picked up poison spray.
Removed guidance, put in poison spray. Okay, cool.
I'm going to make a quick cup of tea.
Okay. You do so. No worries.
Warm drink to, take the chill off.
That was in your cantrips, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sling just doesn't cut it.
Poison sprays out of the player's handbook?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't remember that spell.
So, sorry.
was going to say, I don't play druids that often either, so.
So, Kit, there was some noise just about an hour ago off in the distance of where I took the body. It's possible that scavengers came and took it. Could be something else came and took it. I just thought I'd give you a heads up.
Probably something else, because scavengers usually eat where they find it. They don't drag it off to a...
Depends on the scavenger.
Around here, I don't see most of the scavengers around here dragging it off. If it was a kill they made, sure. But the scavengers, they'll eat where it falls.
Depends if they have young.
There is that, but usually their young are with them.
No, not all the time.
No, not all the time.
Anywho, so you eat, you have woken and done your morning stuff, got your spells mm-hmm. ready. What would you like to do now?
Follow the tracks from the people who
attacked us
out of here.
Okay. Make that survival check.
Oh.
Both of us, sir?
Yeah, if you're doing survival, make a survival check. Good roll. Dice Maiden has been quite... damn. Dice Maiden has been very generous in the rolls today. A 19 and a 22. Yes. You can tell the tracks kind of weave about a bit, as if they were a little disheveled or panicked. And eventually they kind of come together and run straight towards the road and town.
Of course. So are they preying on themselves?
I'm sorry, what?
Are they preying on themselves?
Who knows?
Did we recognize that the corpse from the town?
You did not. And I forgot actually one thing that was also in his pockets.
Yes.
Two little scraps of paper that had sketches on each. One each was a sketch of each of you.
Of course it was.
Okay.
So, you followed the tracks to the road where they seemed to be lost, but they did seem to be turning towards town. Where would you like to go from here?
What would you like to do, Kit?
Well, I think we should go to town and kind of look people over, because I smacked one of the archers in the face with a sling bullet.
Yeah.
Maybe he still has the mark.
Well, we can look for the guy with the mark. I unfortunately only attacked the one guy, so...
I know. But we've got, you know, one person who might be injured, and we might be able to, you know, find them. And if we can find them, we might be able to get information from them.
Yeah. You can definitely go back and, I don't know, use the token.
Oh, no, don't use it. I would like to... I think the bartender is involved, because, I mean, he poisoned our food.
Yeah.
And probably drugged our food, and is paying them with drinking tokens as part of the payment.
Well, he obviously thought he was going to get his money back, and he's wrong.
So
off to town?
Head to town and start looking around.
Okay. So you head back into town. It's still relatively early morning, and you see the people are still very skittish and seem to be avoiding you, keeping their gazes down. When you walk towards them, you're, you know, walking into town, they seem to move away or go into buildings to avoid you. You don't seem to see anybody with any bruises or knots on their head like they got hit with a sling bolt. At least not so far. So you get into about the middle of town. You've got the town hall to one side and the tavern to the other. The church is nearby as well. What would you like to do?
Go into the town hall.
Okay.
See if we can find the mayor.
Inside the town hall, it's a rather large room. And there is a old man sitting at a desk. As you enter, he kind of struggles, but stands up.
Hello, Pops. Is the mayor around?
The mayor? No. Oh, I'm the clerk, Bentley.
Don't care. Is the mayor around?
We have no mayor. He died a few months ago from the plague, unfortunately. And our baron has not seen fit to send a replacement or to assign it to anyone.
Okay, thank you. And I'm going to head over to the tavern.
Okay.
Muscles, come with me.
Sure. What do you want me to break?
Let's go talk to the bartender.
Okay.
Morris, I think his name was. Maury.
Marley was the
Marley.
Name.
Marley.
So,
what about Marley?
You walk into the tavern, and there's really nobody in there except for a woman standing behind the bar, cleaning glasses, and she looks up at you. She's got very distinctive kind of light auburn hair, green eyes, maybe mid-20s. She just looks at you. Eh? What you want?
I'm assuming there used to be a bartender here named Marley who died in the plague, right?
No.
No?
My name's Kyrie. This is my bar.
Understood. Okay.
There is no Marley here.
Okay. I say we head home, barbarian.
Sounds good to me.
So, are you leaving the bar then?
Okay, before we go, bartender, how's your town faring?
The town?
Yes.
It's fine.
Excellent. Okay, job's done.
How's, need a quiet corner to check over the purse.
The guy's purse? Are you cut in half?
No, our purse.
Well,
my purse.
There's plenty of tables to sit at. Even edgelord corners you can sit in. Nice and dark.
Might want a dark corner for a minute.
Okay. So you go to a dark corner. She seems to be eyeing you suspiciously.
I want to check my, the 50 gold, 50 mixed gold that I supposedly got, gold, silver.
Yes, you still have the gold and silver coins. It comes up to 50 gold total.
Okay.
All right. I'll take a silver and I'll walk up to her and ask her for, if she has a water flask that I can buy.
She kind of eyes you a bit and smiles. One moment. And she steps into the back. You hear a very silent, a very slight pop. And that's all. She does not return. What do you like to do?
I'm confused. I go looking for her.
Well, she's not in the back. There's a variety of boxes, and whatnot, and casks. And on the floor, with symbols still slightly glowing but fading away, is a circle with strange symbols around the edge.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what that is.
Nope, but it looks dangerous.
Definitely looks dangerous. I think I'm ready to leave now.
Destroy it first.
How?
Break it. That way they can't use it to come back.
I take my axe and I chop at the floor that it's painted on.
You just have to mar it.
Yeah, it's a prone target. You just chop it up a little bit and damage it, and now it is a useless teleport circle. And it's pretty obvious the use. She apparently didn't want to talk to you.
Okay, I just wanted water, but all right.
By the way, there's plenty of water and ale and whatnot back here if you want.
Yeah, I know. I'm good. I don't trust that she didn't put something in it since she took off.
That's just it. We were hired by the mayor to do a job. Mayor's dead. Job's over.
Yeah.
Town's just fine. I'd say the job is done.
Job done.
We're going to head home.
Well, head back the way I came.
which would be away from the forest. So you head out, and there's children playing and whatnot. And as one of them runs by, they bump into you, and something rattles to the floor of the porch outside the tavern.
Okay.
It is a small wooden flag stick with a little green and yellow flag with a white flower on it. The kid who dropped it stopped in the road, looked at you, and then ran into the church. So
I guess we're supposed to go into the church.
Okay.
Do you wish to follow or not?
I don't know. Do you want to go into the church?
Well, technically, we completed the job, so...
I don't have a pressing need to go to a church, so...
You're just going to walk down the street?
Well, I'm trying to see if this is a... because everything we were told is apparently a lie.
Mm-hmm.
But we got paid good for the lie.
Yeah. So. But I...
Fine, we'll go check the church.
Yeah.
Okay, so you walk up into the church. And as usual, people are moving away from you along the street as you come across. When you walk in, you see the kid kind of hiding behind one of the pews at the far end over near a door. He does seem afraid. What would you like to do?
Well, is there anybody else in the church?
Not that you can see, no.
Okay. I'm satisfied. Let's turn around and go home.
Okay.
Jesus. Wait!
What?
The kid just said wait.
And I turned around and said what?
They won't leave.
Who won't leave? What won't leave?
The Baron's men.
The Baron's men.
He kind of beckons you to come back to talk.
Okay.
Hold on, I have a dragon screaming in my ear. Go ahead.
Okay, the Baron's men.
He nods.
Who are the Baron's men?
They came to town a few days before you. They made all of the adults come into the street and chant some weird words. And they reopened the old inn. And they put people in running it that we don't know. And they made us pretend that one of their soldiers was the mayor. And they told us we all had to take part in their little parade. Or if we didn't, they would take away our parents to the dungeons. And now that they're still here, and we just want to be back to the little town we were. I don't want my parents to go.
Where are they hiding?
I don't know. There was one in the tavern, and I don't know what happened to the mayor or the big man in the tavern. I don't know. And their soldiers, they were in the forest. I don't know where they went. The priest said this would be the safe place, but it wasn't safe for them.
Hmm.
He does seem to be hiding near a door that has a sign above it that says rectory.
Sorry, you broke up. What was that last bit again?
The kid's said, near a rectory sign. So there's more to go in the church. So we can explore the church.
Okay. You going to go through that door?
Sure. After right. You, barbarian.
After the child opens the door, sure.
Sure. He opens the door and then stands aside. He seems to have a little tears running down his face.
Because I feel like a fiddle being played.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're going to work our way through the door and see what we see.
Well, inside, it looks like the main living area for the priests. There's some side rooms that have like bedrooms, apparently. But here would be their primary area for living. And there's a desk, some couches, a couple chairs, and a small table. Plus a small area in the corner where they appear to prepare their food. hanging from the ceiling, attached to some lights, there are three dead priests. They all appear to have hung themselves. Fairly recently, too, within the last day or so. Anything else you'd like to do?
Well,
Investigate the bodies a little bit.
Well, they're purple, wearing brown robes. At least their faces are quite purple.
Like, how did they hang themselves? Did they step up on something and hang themselves?
Yeah, they appear to have stepped up onto stools and then kicked the stools away.
Yep. Good, solid religious folks.
Okay. Shall we keep looking?
Well, since they're not in any of the three major buildings, they're not in the town square, or not in the city hall, they're not in the
they're not in the main room or the church of the city hall or the tavern.
Well, they're not. We searched the church completely, right?
No, you stepped into the rectory.
Okay, well, let's search the church completely. We'll start our search here. We'll do the whole church and go from there.
Okay. Well, on the desk, you see a note that's been written there.
And it says,
"Fate will have its due. Not even the most pious or noble can escape death's reach."
Okay.
So it's a death cult.
Okay.
Oh, no. They're just your standard priests with a standard, like, local gods, you know, of the forest and the river and whatnot. They pray for bounty and whatnot. They're pretty much every town has their own local gods.
Hmm.
And theirs seems not much different than anyone else's. You can make a religion check if you like.
Two. Nope.
No.
Not much better.
Not much for religion.
Me either.
No. Okay. So yeah, you don't find anything unusual. They just seem like your normal, regular old priests.
Okay, well, I say we finish searching the church. And if we don't see anything here, then we're going to check the town hall.
Yeah.
But okay. Let's not get too crazy about it.
No.
We don't see any signs of, you know, the mayor, not the mayor, but the head guy's minions. Then I say we sneak out of town. Head home.
Not sneak, just go.
No, sneak. Because if they have enough, they could be waiting for us in the woods, and I don't want to get ambushed by a bunch of them.
Hey.
You saw how hard it was to take down one of them. You should have chewed through like four of them in that period of time.
Well, I was just recently awakened, too, so.
So, you search the church, mm-hmm. and you find nothing else of use.
Okay. Then let's sneak over to the town hall.
So you're going to go through the back and try to work your way around. Problem is, mm-hmm. The town hall is kind of, I guess it would be the same side of the street as you're on, because the tavern's across the street. So, yeah, you could sneak out the back and to the back of the town hall if you wish to try that.
Sure.
Okay. You do. There's a back door. What would you like to do with it?
Is the door locked?
Does not appear to be.
After you, Muscles.
Okay, open the door.
Okay. It goes into a small area that seems to be for, like, storage. A lot of drawers and whatnot. Maybe it's a records hall.
Okay.
Another door?
Yeah, there's one that goes further on.
Open it.
Okay. It leads back into that main room, where the clerk is sitting, and he looks a little surprised, but... Oh, hello. Nice to see you again.
Don't mind us. We're just looking for, bandits. Yeah, bandits.
Bandits?
Yes.
No bandits here. No.
That's what a bandit would say.
Everything's fine. Excuse me?
Never mind. Oh. You're just hearing things, old man.
Oh, okay.
And I continue searching.
Well, you're not finding anything. There isn't stairs that go up.
You said there is or isn't?
Is.
Okay, then we'll head up.
All right, that seems to go to the living quarters for the mayor. And it's fairly dusty. There are some tracks in the dust on the carpet. And one of the rooms seems to be recently occupied. It's a bedroom with a small office area. The bed is not made. Everything's a little disheveled. But it appears someone was using this room.
Well, we'll go through their belongings and see if we find anything of interest.
Oh, there are no belongings. They haven't left anything behind.
Okay.
Any other signs of doorways that we haven't checked?
No. You check the place and there's nothing unusual.
Okay.
It's as though the mayor died some months ago and nobody's really used this area.
Okay. Well, then we're done.
Yep.
So you're going to go back out to the street or what?
Well, we're going to go around back and we're going to sneak out of town.
Okay. And so you do.
This is my stealth roll.
Yeah, please make stealth rolls. Nice.
You got to go find it. Oh, God damn it. Let's see.
It's,
5 or 3?
It's 3. What's your dexterity?
It's 3.
Are you, proficient with stealth?
No.
Then it's just plus 3.
Yeah, it's just a plus 3.
Nice. I think I succeed.
Yeah, a little bit. So, you sneak out into the woods outside of town, and you hear some noise coming from town, some raised voices, and if you look back, you can see a large man, balding, wearing armor, yelling at other guys wearing black leather armor, "Keep searching! I want them found!
Yeah.
Baron will have your heads if they're not!" And they are terrorizing people who are running around, and they're searching every house in town.
Lay down.
They seem to be convinced that the people are working with you, but they don't seem to notice you're already outside of town.
What do you want to do? Watch them, see where they go, or do you want to attack them in town?
Or you could just leave.
Yeah, it's me and you against more people.
A lot of soldiers.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel like dying today.
No.
So we could finish right there with you sneaking off into the day, off into the woods and escaping.
Exceptionally heroic.
You're generic heroes.
Not even a hero. Didn't do anything.
You killed a guy.
Only because he attacked me.
He did that. Anywho, so we'll finish there with you all relatively confused as to what's going on.
And, $50 richer.
50 gold richer, yes. But this does leave you with a question. Why does the Baron seem to want you dead?
Don't know. Don't care.
Anyway, so we'll leave it there. Does anyone have anything else?
No.
Nope.
Okay. So, for Knights of the Tabletop, for 10 and Bealus, I'm your DM, Squirmy, and until next time, may all your dice rolls be nice rolls. Bye!
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 Thanks for listening to our sad little show. We hope you enjoyed it. Or at least tolerated it. Anyway, if you did like it, please give us a glowing review wherever you found this steaming pile of a podcast, as it might help maintain our sanity through these troubled times. You can also tell your friends and neighbors about our show, or just tell them to visit squirmy.com, if you prefer.